It's Monday, July 22nd, 2024. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, the For Podcast.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We are 105 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 37 seconds, the most important election in world history. I told you 2 weeks ago that Biden would resign on the 20th or 21st. A lot of data went into that. We hit the target again. I told you they would try to assassinate Trump every day in the last year at one of his rallies. It happened. And now I'm going to tell you what I believe is coming next. But if people listen, which they are at record numbers, we're back to 2016, 2017, 30 million a day conservatively listening to the show. If folks listen and people take action, we can stop the New World Order dead in its tracks. The point of these predictions is to get ahead of them and stop them. All right. Massive research I've done for this broadcast. And just every one of these stacks is incredibly important. Let me just do this. Obviously, we've got Kamala. Will she be the one replacing Biden? Will they reshuffle it, try to put in Hillary or Newsom or Whitmer at the rigged, dictatorial, anti-democratic DNC in Chicago? Also, even Fox News is saying, is Biden even alive? Hasn't been seen in 4+ days. That's a whole controversy there. They're also attacking Trump, saying he made donations to Harris. He's been public about that. We have the articles. He gave to all the major Republican Democrats, as anybody would do that owns real estate around the country. If you don't, they shut you down. We've got that. We've got the big news. And I've talked to a consortium of top snipers. And we've got several of them coming on here today. Dallas Alexander with the longest shot in world history, 2.2 miles, with the Canadian Delta Force. He'll be joining us. Robert J. O'Neill. Don't need to tell you who that guy is. One of the most famous, if not most famous, Navy SEALs. He's coming on. And they say bare minimum deliberate negligence to get him killed, and they stood down, which is the same thing as murder one, because you knew it was happening, or they deliberately did it as an inside job. And I talked to Dallas and O'Neill yesterday on the phone. Dallas just says it's an inside job, and O'Neill leans that way. These are the premier experts on this in the world. So they're coming up today. And, of course, the smoking gun, people are like, well, Trump probably told the Secret Service he doesn't care if there's a threat. No, Trump's on record. We have the video coming up saying, if I'd have been told there was a potential shooter with a rangefinder running around, I'd have delayed my speech. They put that guy on the roof right when Trump went up. It was all coordinated, my God. When you walk up to a brand-new automobile and hear it start, you get it and drive it, you think it just created itself in the sands of the Sahara by the sand blowing around in circles? You know, engineers built that. That was made in a factory. You see a kid walking down the street. That grew in some mother's belly. If you walk down the street and see somebody with their head cut off, it looks like a sword wound. You go, somebody cut that person's head off. You got the evil Secret Service puppet of Mayorkas up there testifying. We've got clips of that. Totally ridiculous. Absolute crap. Total arrogance as usual. Then we've got all the military news, the economic news, the poison shot news. They're officially rolling out bird flu and COVID hysteria, trying to have mail-in ballots again. Told you that was coming. You set your watch by this stuff. So we've got all of that. I've got all the inside baseball on Trump, and the people that I talk to at the highest levels don't mind if we say it because they want the enemy to know security's there. They're not going to specifically give us the details of it, but Eric Prince and his guys are being hired, all the former Delta Force people. They've already been brought in as of last Thursday. And so now Trump has security up the you-know-what. Except the real chicken in the armor is poison, blow up his airplane, drone attacks, truck bomb attacks. We'll be talking about all of that. On the other side, this is the show they want to keep from you. Because if the people tune in, it's game over with the New World Order because we got their number. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to the Monday, July 22nd, 2024 edition of the Alex Jones Show. Well, the deep state fought hard to get off the air, but because of your support and prayer, we're still holding on. Though just barely. People are really going to freak out in the next few months if we get shut down after all the desperate attempts. Because now it's just people believe we'll always be here. But I got to tell you, take every show as precious. Take every clip as precious. Take every archive as precious. Because we've been doing important work together with our listeners and supporters and guests and researchers and crew and reporters. Okay. There is a total consensus formed. And it's happening in Congress, it's happening with security experts, it's happening with all the top snipers. We got a couple of them on today, that this was a total inside job and that the Secret Service stood down and they did not follow the default when there is a reported suspicious person running around with rangefinders and all this to delay his speech. And Trump has come out and said he would have delayed if he'd been told. Law enforcement notified Secret Service about shooter before assassination attempt, so why wasn't Trump immediately evacuated? And Trump has responded to that. And we're going to hit that first. Then we have the man who's credited with the longest shot in history and in the Canadian Delta Force, Dallas Alexander, joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then Robert J. O'Neill, the most famous Navy SEAL. Don't need to introduce him. Talked to him as well, and he said this has got inside job written all over it. He doesn't want to believe that, but that's what the evidence is. So that's just some of the people that will come on the air. I've talked to him now. Let's not exaggerate. 25 or more retired top operators, and I've talked to a bunch of other current people, and I've also talked to Jack Posobiec, who has spectacular sources, and they have told him the exact same thing. But also said, Alex, you're looking at the most important point. The encrypted phones, the offshore accounts, the drone being flown over, and the explosives found in his car and in his house. We're talking about crooks, the decoy, the Lee Harvey Oswald, the Tim McVeigh patsy. And they are professional explosives. So that right there, ladies and gentlemen, tells you a lot. And the deep state's going to make another run at Trump. I should have covered this yesterday because I confirmed this on Saturday. But I have talked to high-level people who were directly in the meetings with Trump, with Eric, with Don Jr., and with Trump's campaign manager. And as of Wednesday and Thursday, Trump understands that it's the deep state. That's openly known. But obviously, he's not going to say that at this point. I think he should, but he's decided not to. And that they are bringing in outside security at the direction of Eric Prince. And Trump did that in 2016. He's doing it again, and that is the right move. That's the only move. that they're getting all the JSOC Delta Force people. But Biden, obviously, he's gone now, but people controlling Biden won't give that to Trump, so Trump's paying for it from former Delta Force, Army Special Operations. But there really is no such thing as former. So that's what's going on. And that's good news that Trump knows the score and is not naive. Of course, who would expect him to be naive? And I have told Trump through his people that he needs to take this very seriously, which he is, and that he's already won, so don't take any unnecessary actions that put yourself in harm's way. The consensus is poison will be their next move, and I said this last week. I said they'll probably debilitate Biden because he's refusing to step down and drug him up so much. He's already controlled by these doctors that he just disappears for a while. I said they might even kill him, claim he died in his sleep. That's a huge new controversy. Fox News is saying, is he dead? I'm not saying that. Proof of life, please. Fox host asks if Biden is even still alive. Fox News host asks, is Biden even still alive? So, and his resignation letter from the campaign, he's trying to stay in as president. I think they made 25th Amendment him just to get full power now, people that control him. It's not on the presidential letterhead, and the signatures are not even close. Doesn't look good. He's not been seen in 4.5 days. So there is a lot going on as the deep state fights with itself over control of their system, and then they go to battle with us, the American people, through the electoral system, trying to get our man in to turn America around. So they've got multiple fights with each other internally over power, and then they've got fights with us once they decide who they're going to try to put in. But all this talk about Trump being a dictator and Trump being anti-democratic, and he followed the entire process constitutionally and won despite all their attacks and all their lawfare and all their indictments and fake convictions. And they're like, oh, we'll just have some type of event in Chicago in a few weeks, and we'll just choose who it's going to be. Though they're saying it's Kamala, and the Clintons and others have saluted her. Obama hasn't. And so that tells you that the fighting's still going on. And Hillary wouldn't have all these hundreds. I couldn't even keep track of them Friday, Saturday, Sunday. About she had the popular vote, and she's the smartest, and she deserves it. So don't think they won't try to push Kamala out and put her in, or have Kamala, who's dumber than a box of rocks. She's basically a fleshlight. Put Hillary on as her VP, and boy, if she does that, she's going to get JFK'd very, very fast. So the mindless hyena is being positioned because she's the type of puppet they like, but some of the donor class don't want that. So this is a spectacular Democrat deep state civil war, and amongst themselves, they're hoping for a civil war with the American people and a race war. They sure worked on it hard, but that hasn't materialized. As God says many times in the Bible, your enemy will dig a pit for you, but they will fall into it. And that's where we are. I forget the exact quote. Guys, type in the Bible verse. Your enemy will dig a pit for you and they will fall into it. I forget the exact verbiage. It's more eloquent than what I just butchered it as. But at the end of the day, Friedrich Nietzsche is right. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. We're getting stronger as populist Americans of every race, color, and creed. We're getting more informed. We're getting more dialed in. People are really not being naive anymore and facing the facts. I mean, I can't tell you. This is about me personally, but I'm a gauge, like a sensor. Those that diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will remain upon him. So they set booby traps for themselves and blow themselves up most of the time. But I'm getting nothing but good feedback from the top of the Trump organization. Nothing but good feedback from the Republican establishment. Nothing but good feedback from the grassroots and all the major commentators. And it's actually crazy now when I talk to these people, because I'm not looking for that. I don't want to wear tuxedos and hang out at balls and be part of their system. I just want to, you know, live my life and, you know, fight tyranny. But these people, when I talk to them, say, "Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What do we? What do you think, sir?" Not been called sir. And I've had Trump say, "Oh, you're amazing. You're a real man. We really appreciate you." He does that to, you know, a lot of folks. That's kind of like, "Okay, well, thank you. I'm going to warn you about the deep state inside your administration." He's like, "Well, you know, none of that now." It's like, "Okay, what do you think?" "Well, thank you, sir. Well, we're going to look into that immediately." Okay, well, you know, 70-year-old men are saying, "What do we do, sir?" "Yes, sir." You're like, "Okay." And, you know, special operations commanders, current, former, "Yes, sir. What do we do, sir?" It's not about that, but it's about people recognizing this broadcast has got its finger on the pulse because of God, not because of me, because of the guest and the crew and being immersed in this. This is what I do. This is all I do. They've got to do all these other things. I get it. This is what I do. So when I give you my take on things, it's our best case scenario, worst case scenario analysis, and getting inside the enemy's mind and seeing what the pre-programming is and understanding it. It doesn't mean I'm always right, because they've gone from saying Alex Jones was right to Alex Jones is always right. I am not always right, because that itself is a false statement. I'm trying to say what is the probability and what I think the enemy's next move is. They may change their mind when we put pressure on them or other things happen, but I'm trying to say, statistically, knowing how they operate and looking at their pre-programming, what do we think their next move will be? That does not mean it's guaranteed. It does not mean that I am Paul Atreides in Dune, who's psychic. We all have the touch. We all have the discernment. God gives us, you know, ideas, but we can change the future. So it isn't like when I say Hillary will be the nominee or Hillary will try to be the nominee. She's trying. We're saying that's going on. Or when I say, "You know, the way this is going, I think he's jockeying behind the scenes for deals for his family. I think he'll announce within 2 weeks he's gone." And if his family comes out and defends him and defends the stepping down, that means they've been paid off. And I was just looking at the timeline and guessing it'd be a weekend. So I pulled a calendar up and I said, "Okay, 2 weeks is the 20th, 21st. He'll step down then." He did. People are like, "How the hell did you know that?" It's immersion. That's how. It's constantly researching all this. So let me give you an immersion statement that is really not even hard to know. I mean, this is not. If the deep state's so desperate and Trump's really 30 points ahead in national polls, 20 points ahead in battleground states, their skewed polls 10 points ahead, 15 points ahead. If they were willing to kill him before and now he's even more popular, they wanted to kill him because he was popular. Will they want to kill him now that he's 10 times more popular around the world? A lot of folks are still bullied, don't want to admit it. Trump has reached rock star status that we've not seen in hundreds of years. No, they're going to kill him. They're going to try to kill him. I don't want to speak it into existence. I'm saying they, on their current trajectory, their current plan, it is a no-brainer. Somebody with an 80 IQ should know that. Then we got to ask, when we have bigger IQs, when will they do it? How will they do it? And there's a lot of different angles to that. And they're so desperate, the answer is any way they can. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it, any way you want it. But well, this is any way they can get it. Any way you can get it, any way you can get it done. That's where we are. So there's this celebration going on. Everybody thinks we're winning. Everybody thinks we're invincible. And then the establishment CIA mouthpiece, Atlantic Monthly, comes out last night and gets put on the top of Drudge that, oh, the Republicans think they've won and they're so arrogant and they've taken the hill. But as von Kleiwitz said, that's when you're in the greatest danger. And that's what I've been saying for 9 days since they tried this. Here's the headline. The Trump campaign has peaked too soon. The real headline should be, we're going to make another run at Trump. But any football team can tell you, you might be 20-something points ahead to zero when you go to halftime. and you come out after halftime and you think you've won and the other team kicks your ass and beats you by 14 points. And I can tell you, behind the scenes, Trump does not have that attitude. There's got to be a balance, though. He's going to rampage around, more campaigning than ever, because he knows that. But then you've also got to balance it that they can kill you when you're doing that, so there's got to be some balance. But the enemy is licking their lips and saying, don't worry, just like Victoria Nuland said a month and a half ago. She said, don't worry, Trump will never be president. We've got a nasty surprise for him. Oh, nasty surprise. A nasty surprise for Trump. All right, so I could easily sit here and do the whole show airing you clips of the idiot puppet Secret Service boss Cheadle. We got some of that, but that's red meat. Okay, great. We're trying to go past just that and actually affect the future and stop the tyrants, not just have an entertaining show. So I'll play some clips of it because they're important. But debating why they were incompetent, no, you begin with deliberate incompetence and not giving him one-tenth of the protection he needed, and that's where it starts. You don't debate whether it was incompetence. It's gross deliberate incompetence. Gross negligence, criminal negligence, and then you start from there and it just goes to inside job, shut up, then protecting the shooter, the whole nine yards. And that's the facts. And I have said for 9 days, and I'll say it again, the CIA Atlantic Monthly article says, hopefully people just forget about the shooting and it goes away. They've got such short memories. This is the establishment talking to itself. Like you're... had lobotomies, or you're a three-year-old. Well, how does Trump not let them forget? He attacks Mayorkas, he attacks Cheadle, he attacks Biden, he attacks the deep state, he talks about JFK, and he starts talking about the other snipers and the other shooters, and he starts talking about why did the Secret Service stand down for all that time. I'll tell you, I did not like it when he got up there at the RNC and said how great the Secret Service is and what heroes are they are. Yeah, the folks that ran up immediately to protect him, they're good men and women, even though some of them can't holster their guns. They're good. You can delineate that. But this is not good. And so he has to make the campaign about how they're trying to kill me, that's Trump, because I'm standing in the way of them getting to you, which is true. And it sounds crazy to have a presidential candidate come out and say, yeah, the deep state tried to kill me. But that's what they did. And they killed Kennedy and they tried to kill Reagan. So if you don't come out and hammer their ass, that's a big mistake. But don't worry, your surrogates will do it. And they knew I'd do it day one. That's why they wanted me off the air 6 weeks ago. And all the rest of us will. And all these other experts will. But we need Trump to do it. That is a no-brainer. And Trump's gotten irritated with me. I mean, like the time he called up my wife, found out we got married. He talks to her for like 10 minutes, and I grabbed the phone away because he called my number, and I gave it to him to talk to your wife. And I said, listen, you got people inside your operation. Let me tell you who they are. I told you a month, you know, Alex, come on. Hey, you're a great guy. Hey, let's, you know, come see me sometime at the White. I'm like, listen, they got people in there. You got to get rid of them. They're trying to take you out. Now he knows that. He's like, okay, Alex, I got to go. Click. Because I don't want to sit there and be told how great I am. I want to stop these people, and I want him to listen to me. Nothing against my wife, but God Almighty. I don't got a chance to talk to the president. You know, I'm going to tell him what's going on. And the next time he called me, well, something like that, I said, okay, well, can we stop talking? I support you. I don't need to hear, because other people want that. They want to have him sit there and pet him. And I'm not a lapdog. I'm not here trying to be petted on. I want to stop him from killing you because they're going to get me next, okay? I'm very self-centered in this. I know the New World Order is pure evil. I know you don't want to depopulate the planet. I know you're a good guy. So I back you, and I want you to get hardcore, which he is now. And that's why they are so panicked. That's why they're so cross-eyed. That's why they're so crazy. Let's go to the clip of Trump. This is what he needs to be doing. He did it, saying that he obviously would have stayed off the stage if he'd been warned. Here it is.
We were monitoring this guy for an hour beforehand. Yeah. No one told you not to take the stage?
No, nobody mentioned it. Nobody said there was a problem. And I would have waited for 15. They could have said, let's wait for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, something. Nobody said, I think that was a mistake. How did somebody get on that roof? And why wasn't he reported? Because people saw that he was on the roof. I mean, you had Trumpers screaming. The woman in the red shirt, she was screaming, there's a man on the roof. And then other people said, there's a man on the roof who's got a gun. And that was quite a bit before I walked onto the stage. So you would have thought somebody would have done something about it.
Former President Trump saying for the first time exclusively to Jesse Waters Primetime that no one warned him not to take the stage, even though they knew it was a threat. There was a threat. And it was this guy almost an hour beforehand. The Secret Service, under mounting pressure following the assassination attempt of former President Trump on Saturday. 1 week later, we still have very few answers about the shooter, the motive, and the stunning security lapses. Something we have learned, 20-year-old Thomas Crooks likely flew a drone over the fairgrounds in Butler, Pennsylvania, just hours before Trump took the stage in front of tens of thousands of people. Officials say the predetermined path suggests Crooks flew the drone more than once to scope out the event site. At least four congressional committees are planning to probe the security failures that allowed him to gain access to the nearby rooftop that he fired from. Republican Senator Josh Hawley says he's heard from multiple whistleblowers.
The idea that you could have all of this time elapse and nobody notices, no law enforcement notices he's on the roof. Whistleblowers tell me that law enforcement were actually on different channels, different radio communication channels. There were multiple different channels and they weren't coordinated.
We need answers. The director of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, expected to face tough questions when she testified.
And that's ongoing. Cheadle's being grilled right now. And the Democrats are now making about gun control. God almighty. So Hawley then tried to go to the site and he got kicked off by the feds. They're in a cover-up. We've got an expert coming on with the longest sniper shot in history next segment. I'm going to break, but listen to me. I need your help. I'm asking for your help. I'm asking you to go to drjonesnaturals.com right now and get incredible nano silver organic toothpaste with the iodine and tea tree. Does incredible things for your gums, your whole body, all the nano silver products, the wound gel, the face cream. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. That's our big sponsor. That's how you keep us on the air. And plus, it's great products. Go to drjonesnaturals.com and get these incredible products. The Fiber Green Caps, the Next Level Foundational Energy, the Rocket Rest Incredible Sleep Aid. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. Also, InfoWarsStore.com is how you fund the operation. And we're selling out of everything, the X2, the X3. We have the limited edition T-shirt, bulletproof, that is about to start shipping. We just printed it up right here in Texas. Get all that at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And without you folks, we cannot fund this operation. And it is critical we stay on the air as long as possible. We have a path forward, but we need your support now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all that have been supportive. All right, Dallas Alexander, formed with Special Operations Equivalent of Delta Force in Canada, credited with his team, one of the longest shot in history. He's going to give his analysis straight ahead. I talked to him yesterday, and he concurred with all the other experts I talked to. And basically, well, he said, well, I'll tell you what he told me on the other side. Please stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And do you hear that, folks? That is the sound of an empty bottle. It is impossible for us to keep a full bottle of this product around at the headquarters here at InfoWars because everybody understands and loves how powerful Nitric Boost is. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, enhanced cardiovascular health. We know that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in the United States of America. We know that there have been increased reports of things like myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, heart disease throughout the last several years especially, and that's why Nitric Boost is one of the most important products that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, it's not only going to help you with cardiovascular health, but it also helps with things like enhanced vitality and muscle recovery. So if you need more vitality in order to accomplish your goals at the gym, or if you simply just want more vitality throughout the day as a hardworking American, this Nitric Boost from InfoWarsStore.com is an absolutely amazing choice. Obviously, muscle recovery is incredibly important for anybody trying to reach goals at the gym. So please consider getting Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you shouldn't only be getting this product just because you want to improve your cardiovascular health or just because you want to experience enhanced vitality or better muscle recovery, but you should be getting this product, Nitric Boost, at InfoWarsStore.com because it helps keep InfoWars on the air. Our bodies and our minds and our country and our species itself is under attack by transhumanists, globalists, and the New World Order who want to subjugate your mind and subjugate the entire human population. So we need to keep InfoWars on the air, especially this year as our country faces the most important election of all time coming right up. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost, not only for the benefit of your own health, but for the benefit of humanity itself and to keep InfoWars on the air. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost and be the reason we are still on the air.
We brought in a non-globalist paid actor and did a blind taste test between the mac and cheese from Storable Foods at InfoWarsStore.com and one of America's leading brands. These are the results.
Now go ahead and try the first macaroni and cheese to your right.
It literally smells like nothing.
Mm. What were your first thoughts?
Typical. Takes me back to when the babysitter doesn't quite know how to make it like your mom makes it, so it's just not.
Let's move on to the one on your left.
See, this one actually smells like cheese. All right, do I have any on my fork here? Go buy your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm.
Riders on the storm. All right, so in the last 9 days, I made a lot of phone calls, talked to a lot of people, and then on Friday and Saturday, I was able to talk to the folks, I'm going to leave it at that, off record, that met with Trump and the Trump group and with Eric Trump and Don Jr. on Wednesday and Thursday to get their take. Did they understand how serious the threat was? And they said, yes, we know now. We're bringing in Eric Prince. We're bringing in a bunch of former Delta Force people. We understand Trump knows, and now Trump's come out and said, clearly, Secret Service, stand down. They didn't tell him. We just played the clip last segment. He wouldn't have gone out on stage if he knew there was a guy out there running around with a rangefinder and the rest of it. So he was totally protected, 26 minutes on the roof. I'm not a sniper, but I cover the news for 30 years. I've had tons of snipers on. I'm a gun enthusiast, and I understand this. And I talked to all these snipers I know, many of them very well known, and they confirm. So I'm talking to the folks at the Trump campaign, and they said, well, obviously we can't have current people on or people inside the operation, but they said, here's what we recommend. And one of the folks they recommended it has, with his team, the longest shot in history, over 2 miles, and he's also now a popular country music singer, Dallas Alexander. He's a family man and recently retired special operations sniper. He was part of the JTF2 Tier 1 Canadian comparison of Delta Force SEAL Team 6, which includes close personal protection for VIPs, up to including the Prime Minister. His four-man sniper team broke the world record for the longest confirmed sniper kill in history in Mosul in Iraq 2017, where he shot the terrorist at 2.2 miles. There's famous video now out of that. And that is a 9.9-second flight time. He is now a country music-inspired singer and songwriter. He's breaking into the country music scene very successfully with a sound somewhere between Red Dirt and Outlaw. I love Outlaw and Red Dirt. DallasAlexander.ca. And so he joins us now. Coming up in the third hour, Robert J. O'Neill, also a very famous special operator from SEAL Team 6, is going to be joining us. I talked to him yesterday to give his take. It's very similar to Dallas Alexander. So, Dallas, great to have you. We talked some yesterday. If you could just repeat what you told me and then add anything else to it. And, of course, you've been picked up at the news. Early on, you had questions. Now you're really sure about it. Veteran whose team holds the world record for longest confirmed sniper kill weighs in on Trump assassination. A huge, big, thick 18-page Daily Mail article about that. We can do an overhead shot, please. Here is that article for you right there. And more on that, Joint Task Force 2. And sniper kill shot video was released after consultation with ex-JTF2 member. We're going to get that up for you as well. So we really appreciate you joining us, sir. And I know you don't need to have the courage, but other folks were like, well, we can't do it, but you should have Dallas on. So you've got the courage to come on and talk about this. We really appreciate you. So just start at the beginning. When you learned this happened, you saw the video, what did you think?
Yeah, like when we spoke yesterday, I was actually down in Nashville when this happened. I was just out at a restaurant, and it kept flashing onto the screen, and I was kind of just reading it in the background. And as soon as they showed the layout and where the buildings were and where they said the shooter was, the first two things that stood out to me were that building and the water tower, and being the most obvious positions there that, you know, if you were assessing that from a security standpoint, that would be immediately what you would look at.
So you told me yesterday that you instantly were like, the default is be on that water tower, be on that roof, and there's nobody there.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was nobody there. So just seeing that, my initial reaction, and instantly, this was within probably a half a second, I was like, there's no way that this 20-year-old kid did this all by himself.
Oh, I mean, elaborate on this.
Well, I just think it's absurd to think that, you know, you watch all the videos and, you know, I say tactical professionals, be it police, SWAT, Secret Service, whatever it is, there were tactical professionals everywhere. And now I know level of competency differs greatly in tactical professions, but it doesn't really matter. I think a 10-year-old who plays Call of Duty or Fortnite would tell you, if they were doing the security assessment, that those two places needed to be watched. I think it's just so obvious to have a kid wandering around like this, a rifle on a roof within, what was it, 150 yards? Like, you could zero your rifle at that range. It's ridiculous.
So going from there, Trump has now come out and said that they knew he was out there for 20-something minutes. He was, and they still told Trump to go out. I mean, and then now the Secret Service had testified today. We have the clip. She said, first it was too sloped. The roof's barely even sloped. What a joke. In fact, it's the weakest slope I've ever seen on a building. There's barely even a slope just for the rain to run off. And then she basically admits all of this, that they decided not to put somebody on the roof. I mean, that is just insane.
Yeah, I think, like, initially my feelings were there's no way he did this on his own, just in the fact that I thought at first someone, you know, turned a blind eye or something to get him into position because it was the most obvious thing. But it's almost like the more information comes out, you wonder how many more people were involved with it. It seems so ridiculous. You know, the slope of the roof, I mean, you can tell from all the pictures that it wasn't a threatening slope to stand on. That was just absurd. So just the more information that comes out, it seems almost like there's some different groups and agencies continue to put their own foot in their mouth with when really my initial assessment was just, I don't think that he did it alone, because I've done security and I've done close protection and planned things like this, you know, in countries like Afghanistan or Iraq. And these are just the basics, the very, very basics, like a rooftop within 150 yards. Come on. A water tower close enough that it overlooks everything. Come on.
So you're saying the default procedures were turned off?
Oh, absolutely. Well, and I feel like they're admitting that now, but I think there's a big push to blame it on incompetence versus something a little more suspicious, in my opinion.
And then we don't have any press conferences, and they're all basically silent, and they're trying to keep U.S. senators off the site. What do you make of that?
Yeah, that's just another thing. Like, it's another one of these, you know, post-event, it just adds to the suspicion. It's my initial feelings I had, I posted, but, you know, now that more and more comes out and time passes, and like you said, the conferences that aren't happening and the right explanations that aren't happening, it just adds to the suspicion. And I think rightfully so. Like, I think it's a bit of a scramble happening right now.
Well, Cheadle reported today, and we have the clip in a moment, that, okay, we found him with a rangefinder, not a prohibited item. So he's wandering around the bottom of a building. There's video of this. They find, people go questioning, the local police do, what's this rangefinder? They call back the Secret Service. Well, they've been told no big deal. And then somehow he gets on a roof that's the police command center and is able to shoot at the president. And then I've talked to acoustics experts, engineers, you name it. That's what they say, there's up to 8 shots. Those aren't echoes going on. People that have been around a lot of gunfire, they're hearing, and I've had them on as guest, multiple different types of firearms. And one Army sniper I had on yesterday, a good friend of mine, he said, highly decorated guy, he said, it sounds to him like, and as people are saying, somebody was right under the shooter in that open window shooting, because it sounded muffled, not suppressed, but muffled, like it was being fired from inside the building. And again, that's all speculation, but we don't know because there's been no press conference, no information. Can you speak to just speculating, dead reckoning, what you think was going on here?
Yeah, it's from listening to the audio and things I've heard, it seems like there was not just, you know, a handful of 5.56 rounds fired. It seems like, and I've seen a couple of different opinions, or I mean, reports, I guess, on what type of scope was on that assault rifle. I think it was just a red dot, no magnifier. So to, like, if we're to go way down a rabbit hole here, it seems like having that guy set up in that position, you know, with a 5.56, you just kind of spray and pray, and it sounded like there were some other shots happening to kind of cover it up.
And then, well, that's what the different trajectory experts, ballistic experts have shown, is if Trump's head is turned to the right, he's pointing at the sign, the Jumbotron with the graphic on immigration and how it went to almost zero under him, and the line of sight to the shooter is here, then he's not hit in the left, he's grazed in the right. That would be from the woods or the water tower.
Yeah, I've seen both. Both theories kind of drawn out. To me, the water tower was, again, one of my initial reactions, most obvious things. From the trees, I mean, it's possible. It's a tougher position to find, for sure, if you need to especially climb or have yourself elevated in the trees. And then there's movement and stuff in the trees that is tough to account for. But I've seen both theories drawn out.
We're going to play in a moment, and then we're going to play the Secret Service director's comments, because I mentioned them. I want to show people. As one of the top snipers in the world, credited with the longest shot ever with your team, 2.2 miles, watching the video, obviously shot through the air, There's a bullet hole, looks like an lectern. We see real people getting shot, dying, getting injured. And I've seen the video analysis where people are shot like a half second after the supposed first shots. But again, we won't know because it's all being covered up. Just watching that, for people that try to claim it was staged, how do you fire real bullets at somebody and then skim their ear when Trump's moving around everywhere? That's impossible.
Yeah, that, like, I've heard that theory as well, and I know many of the best shooters in the whole world. Now, is it possible to lay down at 150 yards and hit a target as small as an ear with a precision rifle? For sure. Is it possible to do it with the confidence of someone turning their head for a split second? And if you miss by, you know, a few centimeters, then that person's dead. To have something staged like this, I think it's ridiculous. I don't know a shooter.
Exactly. It's like those videos we see where the woman's spinning on the wheel and the guy's throwing daggers. They practice it all the time. It's a spinning wheel. He knows at what second to do it. Still, people get stabbed doing that. But this is totally different. This, as if Trump would sign on, I'm going to be moving my head around everywhere, and then you're just going to magically shoot me and graze my ear. Where it was off of 2 millimeters, it hit him in the skull. I mean, that's impossible, basically.
Yeah, I literally know and have shot with many of the best shooters in the whole world. That is not one of the scenarios here that I believe.
Well, I got big into shooting, not into Coriolis and wind and sniper stuff, but just shooting when I was a little kid. And I really stopped shooting as much as I did when I was about 16 as I got busy, but I used to shoot almost every week till then. I, at 100 yards, shoot the same hole all day with a rifle, 308. And you know, at 200 yards, I could shoot the top of a Tabasco bottle off. And I never miss shooting deer or pigs or whatever. I mean, I've shot stuff at 1,000 yards. But to imagine a wiggling head, and I'm at 450 feet, I'm going to shoot him in the ear, that's impossible. I mean, that is just ridiculous.
Like I said, if you laid down in a very good, comfortable position, you had everything set up and had a target out there, yes, you could hit that size of a target with a precision rifle and good setup and round and stuff. But like I said, with a moving head and timing it to, oh, when I turn my head at that exact moment, I need you to just shoot off my tip of my ear. Ridiculous.
Yeah, the idea that he would sit around and plan that.
Yeah.
That
one I discounted immediately.
Yeah, we're not. Plus, I know Trump. He's not that kind of guy. That's just ridiculous. So, because he doesn't trust people, he's not morally going to do that anyway. So, I got to ask a lot of questions here, brother, but you're like one of the top snipers in the world. What other observations do you make? Because people are going to be, after you leave, they're going to go, you should have asked him this, you should have asked him that. Speaking to the event and then just in general, you're a smart guy. Do you think they're going to try to make another run at him? I mean, if they're this desperate, I mean, you told me on the phone yesterday, you said, well, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think you basically said everything points towards inside job.
I think so. The initial video I ever made on this, my initial feeling was just someone that knows what's up helped that guy get there. And then more came out about the ballistics. And when I first heard the video too, the sound of the gunfire, it all sounded weird. So right off the bat, I believe it's someone who knew what was happening was involved, not just a kid with an AR walked up and got onto a roof within 150 yards of, you know, the former president and future president potentially speaking. That was the first thought. And now, as you know, days pass, it just, everything becomes a lot more suspicious for sure.
Well, I talked to a lot of folks who are, you know, very well-known snipers in government. They can't speak, but they recommended you come on because they say you're the best. Just in general, what would you advise Trump? Because you've protected prime ministers, you name it. What would you be advising Trump to do? Because Eric Trump watches, John Jr. watches, they get clips every day. You know, we talk to them. What would your advice be to them right now?
Yeah, like to the snipers in the group, I was chatting with a buddy of mine, Matt Murphy, who runs Sentinel Foundation. He was a sniper in the Green Beret. We had the exact same opinion right off the bat. We were chatting about it. He was down in Nashville, and both said the same thing. Like, he needs security that he can trust. I was on a live stream and said, I'd come do it for free if you can't find people. But you need a team that you can trust because he needs to get through the however long it is now, you guys have 6 months or something, and be able to take power and really do a deep dive investigation into every one and every unit and every organization that was involved. So this shows desperation, in my opinion. And now you kind of have an animal cornered, and generally they don't lie down. So I think it's really important that he just gets optimal protection and security that he can trust for the next, 6 to 8 months or whatever it is.
Well, that's exactly what Robert O'Neill said. He's coming up later. He said, this is a cornered deep state. They're super dangerous right now, and Trump better take this very, very seriously.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Just putting on your political cap, what do you think would have happened? Because one thing that makes me lean towards it was people that weren't professionals is, why were they trying to get headshots? I mean, because I'm not even a sniper, but I know you shoot towards the, center of mass there. Why would you... That's that, or maybe they wanted the political image of Trump's head blowing off like Kennedy. Because I know the shooters. I interviewed him on the deathbed confession, and with his son E. Howard Hunt, and right before he died, I guess 15 years ago, and of course he was arrested there. It was on record he was there, but he confessed to running the sniper team. They had some of the best snipers in the world at that time. They were obviously only 50 yards away behind the grassy knoll. They decided to shoot Kennedy right in the head and blow his head off, I guess, for the political, spectacularness of it. But in general, right, you want to shoot somebody in the chest.
Yeah, I mean, it depends what target is most presented, or if they're assuming he's wearing body armor is another factor.
They might have thought Trump was wearing body armor.
It would be something that would go through my brain if there was, and not saying I'm planning any type of VIP assassination.
No, we know that. But, you're the counter sniper in this case, yeah.
Exactly. But I think also, to play into a big grand visual, and maybe even something against guns and AR-15s and how vicious they are would be spun as a narrative. There's a bunch of things. I'm just speculating, and this, my mind just sort of points in that direction when something like this happens and it's so suspicious. And then as days and weeks pass, where organizations have an opportunity to just say, like, okay, here's what happened, and they can be forthcoming with all the truths, there's silence, or there's things that don't make any sense, or the explanations, it just gets more and more and more suspicious.
Well, I've talked to a lot of your community, and they actually say the same thing you're saying, but in general, what is the consensus, or what percentage think inside job, gross negligence? What are you thinking?
Oh, I think inside job, like gross negligence, in my opinion, incompetence, it does not begin to touch what happened. There was more happening. Again, I don't know the person, the agency, the group, the organization, but some person or people who knew what was happening assisted in this, in my opinion.
But unfortunately, Mayorkas has appointed a Trump hater to the independent, quote, review panel on Trump assassination. So the foxes are guarding the hen house here.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Like, it's just, I mean, it keeps happening, and this is more your politics because I'm up here in Canada and we're dealing with our own problems. But we kind of keep seeing it again and again. It's just people that don't want Trump to be in power. And it seemed like, just from an outsider watching it over the last little while, that at every turn, there's just all of these ridiculous things that are being done in order to keep him out of power. And then this was almost like, everything else sort of failed. His popularity continues to grow. And this was, in my opinion, an attempt to put an end to all that.
100%. Shifting gears, this is so interesting. Talk about that 2.2-mile shot. We'll go ahead and roll the video while you talk about it. This is on record, the longest shot ever. In hindsight, how were you guys able to make this shot?
Yeah, so we had just really well-trained team, and I was there with four of us total in the top floor of a building in Mosul, Iraq. And we were waiting for the Iraqi push to happen, which they were pushing across to get ISIS out of their kind of last stronghold, which was in downtown Mosul. When that push started, we started sending rounds with these 50s, and they were very effective right away. And we were trying to get them into buildings so we could call airstrikes on the ISIS fighters. And the one long shot, actually, we called an airstrike on this building, and it was a dud. And the guy was coming out the second story window. So that video is right after that you played, is right after the actual longest shot. The longest shot video is on my music video, actually, called Adios Amigo, which is on YouTube. And it shows the actual video of the shots. So the guy was coming out of the second story, which gave us time to know where he was going to be, because as you mentioned, it was almost a 10-second flight time.
Well, we're live right now, but we're going to post this to X in about 30 minutes, so we'll add the clip from Adios Amigo to that to get the longest shot on TV.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so that was it. And it was pretty amazing, but we were kind of in a fight for that whole week. And it was more like when we took some time at the end of the day, so we're like, wow, that was quite an effective day, because the fight just sort of got closer to us as the days passed. So we made a bunch of more engagements that were, 2.2 miles and in, but still probably broke the previous record five times, I'm guessing, something like that.
And you were using what rifle?
A Macmillan TAC 50.
Wow, that's amazing. And so we're live now. People can't see it, but we're going to add it in post. It'll go up on X. In closing, appreciate you coming out and speaking out about this, because what you're telling me is what everybody else is saying behind the scenes. Most of them have jobs, don't want to talk about it, but a lot of folks are coming forward. In closing, what do you like to add, or what do you think Trump should do?
Yeah, again, I just think really good security is paramount. People he can trust, people that want to see the vote and want to see the people in the United States choose instead of some other people choose who's going to lead their country. So no matter what the financial cost, I think it's imperative that, he makes it to those voting days, and then hopefully can sort some of this stuff out.
And is that the right shot we just showed?
Yeah, that's the one.
Wow. 2.2 miles. How spent is a 50 cal round at that point? I guess it's still so heavy, it doesn't matter.
Oh yeah, it's still ripping. You see that video, that guy went down, he did not get up, he laid there for 2 weeks. I know, because my brother-in-law crossed the bridge after we ripped out of country, and he told me, your guy's still laying in the dirt.
Dallas Alexander, we got to go to break for 2 minutes, but do 5 more minutes with us. I got a few other questions. We really appreciate your time. People can find you at dallasalexander.ca. Heard some of your music yesterday. Amazing. People should check that out. But we appreciate you coming on as a Canadian Special Operations veteran to give us your perspective. You were highly recommended by the folks at the Trump operation. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering this product. Frankly, not even considering it, just getting it at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we know that nascent iodine supports thyroid health. Now, our thyroid is responsible for several things associated with our health, namely detoxifying, purifying the body, and eliminating the chemicals that we're exposed to, whether they're chemicals in our air, or chemicals in our water, or chemicals in our food. Nascent iodine is key in giving our body and our thyroid the strength and power that it needs to detoxify these terrible chemicals from the way that we are exposed to them in the environment. Now, not only is this nascent iodine incredible for our thyroids, but X3 is specifically designed to be as effective as possible, because Survival Shield X3 includes three different types of iodine for one specific reason: to ensure bioavailability. We know that different people have different genes. Some genes are more prone to being able to absorb nascent iodine than others. So we've included three different types of nascent iodine in Survival Shield X3 to ensure that your body is able to absorb and integrate at least one of them into your functioning so that you can be as efficient and healthy as possible. Now, it's not only important to buy Survival Shield X3 because it does things like support thyroid health, or because it does things like support detoxification or the enhanced bioavailability, but also because by getting this product, Survival Shield X3, from InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting InfoWars itself. We know that this is a critical time for our country. We know that we have one of the most important elections, if not the most important election of all all time coming up this November. And so by getting Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you supporting your health and your body's ability to detoxify itself and power its thyroid system, but you are supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Survival Shield X3, support your thyroid health, detoxify your body, keep InfoWars on the air, and frankly, save humanity.